Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Do you want to say that last thing or do you want me to? I was thinking it too. Simultaneously.
McDermott there in the sports update. Referring to his communication with Cook, we're communicating like you would expect a player and a coach to be communicating during the offseason. And each time I've heard that today, I've had the same thought, which is, I don't think I have an expectation of that, or I've not thought about an expectation there. My inclination is mostly that I would think that there would be almost none. Unless a guy's getting, like, his significant other's having a baby, or he's getting married, something like that. Otherwise,
a life event.
Yeah, a life event. Otherwise, sure. It's the off season.
Right. Does he call? Does he have like a list of players he calls every day?
Right.
Sort of like 5 a day, 10 a day. Right. Hey, is it literally a call?
Check in. How are things going, buddy? We're counting on you. I don't know.
This could be a text.
Maybe.
In touch.
Yeah, a text. Yes. Yes. I'm not assuming a conversation, on the phone, but
I think the right follow-up question today would have been then, did you know he wasn't going to be here? Right? Because
right.
They're in touch and would Cook have misled him? Like, Sal's like, it's not surprising
right.
that he's not here. So McDermott probably knew if they're communicating.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm in a certain place on this, and I'm going to lay it out hoping that it doesn't come out as contradictory, with itself. Like, I think – so Cook's number through Twitter has been $15 million a year. That's big for a running back. I mean, there are bigger contracts for running backs, but, like – that's kind of elite level for a player at his position. Publicly, that's where he's been. The Bills are not going to pay him that, or they haven't yet, at least. It would be pretty incredible if they did. If they did that, then it's like, why didn't you just do that already? Like, what was all this for? Whatever all this is. So they would have a lower number. His number this year is $5.3 million. Earlier, I used $10 million. I'm thinking about Mike Jannetty from SpotTrack, who was on with us a couple of months ago and thought Cook might be in position for a contract that pays him $10 million a year. It's not that close to 15, so it would, in my mind, work from when Brandon Bean said, we're not close enough now to dig in on this. It'll wait until after the draft at least. So 10 for me could be where the Bills are. If they're much higher, maybe there's a deal by now, and if they're they could be lower, but much lower isn't much more than he's making.
Right.
So 10, I think, really works. 3 years, $30 million, whatever the guarantees are, these different things. That's my guess as to what it is. And so, okay, well, Cook has been, he's absent. He hasn't been exactly quiet on the subject. It's not like he's doing a tour. But he's, how he's feeling
he's made his feelings known, I think. Yes. I want to trust that that's where he is.
So he wants $15 million. I'm guessing the Bills would come in at 10. Maybe you'd say a little lower.
No, 10. I don't know. 10, when you were talking this out 2 hours ago to start the show, $10 million was exactly the number that popped into my head.
And at this point, it's end of May. Nice round number. Reminds me of Eichel. Why wouldn't it just be 8 for 80? And it was. It ended up being 8 for 80. So this one sort of like fits all around. He wants more. It's still May. He's not here. Works. Makes sense. I doubt, unless the Bills go up from there by 2 weeks from now, when it's mandatory, he comes back for that. It's still only a few days. There are fines. That can get adjusted. We learned that earlier in the offseason on a rookie contract.
Right. Not everyone is eligible for that, but he is.
Okay. So I think
they have the fines forgiven in case it wasn't clearly spelled out. Okay, go ahead.
Unless the Bills go up from 10, which I'm saying is my guess at their number, he's not here in 2 weeks either because it really wouldn't have been worth it.
Like, it's the first mandatory thing you're skipping. Like, if you want to be in any way, shape, or form perceived as taking a stand,
right,
skipping the voluntary stuff and showing up when it's going to cost you, you know, a couple of nickels is not the look I think you want.
Okay, so now I'm to Father's Day. Now I'm past minicamp. I'm to vacation between minicamp and training camp. I'm to vacation, and he's not in yet, and there's no news of any progress or anything like that. There's no change. Sal was talking to us, and he's like, I think the Bills are pretty dug in. I think they could justify that. I think they could justify offering James Cook less than $10 million a year. The whole discourse about running backs has been about that. I think they could be there. But here's finally the point. I doubt they would mess with the equilibrium of their team over a couple of million dollars in James Cook. I doubt they would do that. If they're offering him 10 and they're doing it with gritted teeth because they think it's a terrible idea, maybe. I doubt it's this, but maybe the Bills already are at a point where they think their offer is unreasonable, but they're still making it. Oof. Because that's just how we have to do this, mm-hmm. and he's still a no, then you might be in some tough territory. But I doubt they would let this get away without capitulating at least some or a little bit more than they have. And then, you know, in any negotiation at that point, you would hope for the other party, Cook, to be like, okay, that's fair, let's go. It wasn't 15, but I got 12. I got 11, whatever it is. I did better mm-hmm. than I was going to do back in April, and I overall did pretty well here. And I'm cashing in on 16 rushing touchdowns because next year I'm going to have 6.
There's nothing here that's contradictory, and I like the thinking because it basically, I don't know that you've exactly said it directly like this, but the idea is that the Bills, in a negotiation that they would have anticipated to be maybe arduous, that was going to push them into maybe an uncomfortable position, uncomfortable financial position, that they're holding a little back for the summer.
Yep.
So that once he skips mandatory minicamp and they want to sit down, they can, you know, with a peace of mind, not with a gun to their heads, but like, having thought it through, all right, we're going to have this. This is our position, and this is our. I'm walking off the lot. Right. This is where I'll go if in an effort to make peace ultimately. Because whatever scenario ends up happening, like my most talked about it, my what I think I would predict is going to happen is that they don't get anything done. He skips minicamp, shows up at camp, is holding in for a while, eventually just push is going to come to shove, the extension's not coming, I've got a decision to make about the year, I'm playing, and that's it, all right? That's not a peaceful situation necessarily. The player, of course, has the most to say about how noisy it will get or be. And maybe he just puts his head down and does his job and knows I'm at the end here and I'm going to get paid somewhere else. God willing, I stay healthy. There's all kinds of concerns that come with that, but sure. it's still not optimal from the Bills' standpoint. They know they've got a guy that, if he's not disgruntled, is at least gruntled. Maybe the team is bothered to some extent because their guy's not getting taken care of, and they feel bad because they got theirs and he's not getting his, and like that sucks for everybody, you know, in some way, shape, or form. So you'd want to alleviate that if you can, but it has to be within a construct that you can live with. I cannot foresee a scenario where the Bills would go to a place where it would hurt, where like they would really say, like, I didn't want to do this, but we felt like we had to. At the end, it is still a running back. And I think that will still prevail for them. That's not to say that they wouldn't have some wiggle room, but frankly, I hope $10 million is their ceiling. This is not personal about James Cook. I don't know James Cook. I've admired his play. I think he's been a very important player
for
them.
He's fine. He's fine.
But you're right. But he's still a running back who plays, you know, whatever, 40-some percent of the snaps, and is not someone that you should pay thinking you're going to feed him 70% of the snaps. He's not that guy. He's not built like that. Easy for me to say. I've never seen him tested like that. He didn't play like that in college, and he's not played like that here. So to suddenly pay him and then say, I'm going to turn him into a workhorse, would be misguided, maybe at best. It could be a disaster at worst. So where do you end up? I don't want to pay the top of the market rate for a guy that is he's a part of a rotation.
Yeah, I guess. I guess what's contradictory to me is, as somebody, philosophically, that feels that way about running backs too, and have for many years, I still kind of doubt the Bills would hold a hard line there. I doubt he gets $15 million, but I bet he does great with them, because there's too much... In terms of image, if not also on the field, there's too much at stake. And the cap is a joke, right? I mean, the cap is a joke. It's not real. But, I mean, the Bills have written their share of, I think, bad contracts. Like Knox and maybe Vaughn. Like, there are contracts that, like, oh, my God. Are they just in a mood here? Like, what is this? Maybe every team has. You could maybe find that on every team. I mean, the Bills are not frugal at all. And so I think they'll end up at a point where they'll pay him and he'll look like he did great. And the Bills will go, okay, we didn't lose per se. But what we did is we found a little bit more money in our budget to avoid any sort of discord, any sort of loggerheads with this player, with their starting running back on a team that won 15 games. And he scored 20 touchdowns or whatever it was in the end with the playoffs. It would surprise me. This is where you and I are different.
Yeah.
We're not going to maybe know this answer, or at least for a while. But it just hasn't been their way. Why does everything sort of get done so smoothly? Because they'll give you the money. You know, mostly they just haven't, you know, it's obviously broad brush, but they haven't been in these predicaments. And that's the easiest way to avoid them is to say yes. Like some of these deals, who was the one where I said it this way all the time? Like, what was this negotiation? The player asked for this, and like Knox would be an example. The player asked for this, and the Bills went, okay. I mean, no offense, but sometimes that's how these kind of things read. And so that is where I think...
Yeah, you let the player fill in the number, basically.
Yeah, blank check.
It was a Sabres thing that I remember you getting like that about. I don't remember the player specifically.
Skinner or somebody, like...
It was just like, okay, how hard was that?
Right, it was a Sabre.
Yeah.
I had one of those where I just was always saying the same thing, which was like, what was the negotiation like here? Was there one?
Right.
The player asked for X and got it.
Yeah. Well, I myself, you're saying that the contradiction potentially is how you feel fundamentally about running backs,
yes.
which is how I feel.
And about Cook himself.
Right. And yet you think they'll find, I don't think that's contradictory. It's two different things. Like how we feel, or you feel, or I feel about a situation that they have on their hands and what they're going to do, their motivation to alleviate it. We all want the same thing. We want the best guys on the team, right? But they have knowledge of what it could do to their whole thing here. That's where the stakes come in, which you mentioned here. I mean, the stakes are extremely high. They're trying to win the first championship in the history of the city, and obviously the franchise. So and they're a team that's favored to be able to do it. It's not like there's some dark horse or something. It's like the stakes are plain. Everyone knows them. So harmonious is where you want to be as best you can with, you know, a pro sports enterprise. And they control a large extent of that. I mean, they can't control what James Cook wants, but they can control how far they're willing to go to get him to a place where things would be considered harmonious. And if they aren't willing to extend to somewhere that might be even uncomfortable, then you've got a real dilemma on your hands. Like, to me, it's not worth being of the opinion that running backs shouldn't be paid this top dollar because they're so replaceable. If the first time you're faced with the opportunity or the challenge of having to pay one, you just go, okay, we'll just pay you. And again, easy for me to say from out here. All right. Well, I'm not the one building the team and doing, but I would be surprised if they got anywhere near, I just don't anticipate them getting to a contract settlement with him is all I'm prepared to say. I just don't think they're going to do it.
And in that case, what happens?
I think he probably.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grudgingly shows up and plays.
Yeah.
And then we argue about whether we can tell the difference.
Whether he's motivated.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and just like the Bills, it comes down to their, you wake up in the morning, did he say yes? Is he here? No? Okay. You wake up the next morning, did he say yes? Is he here? Like it plays out, but I just can't, I said already, I can't imagine the Bills risk that, because that takes on a life of its own. I mean, anybody anymore in sports, it was not always like this. On the last year of their contract, that's a topic. Anybody in sports now, a coach, a player,
yep.
It's not when he's up. It's the year before. And, all right, what are you going to do about it? And, you know, in the Bills' case, they have done a lot about guys this offseason, Bernard and others who were 1 year away.
They did. They got it done with everyone except Cook.
Yeah. So I just wouldn't think the Bills would take that chance that everybody is talking about this all the time and, you know, it's the Ray Davis show if Cook just calls their bluff. That's what it's all about. You know, just
who calls whose bluff, I guess. 803-0550 is the number. I don't think, if it does play out that way, that it really matters a lot in terms of on the field. I think of it more as off the field. And, you know, maybe Bean will have another round of getting annoyed at the radio station talking about a thing he doesn't think matters that much. It's happened before. You know, so what if it does, right? Somebody could be thinking that. So what if any of this happens? What's the worst case scenario?
I mean, teams go through it all the time. This group with Bean and McDermott in charge have not really had, you know, they've not been in, you know, on this bus at all, really. It's been a very smooth ride for going into year nine now, right? McDermott was 8 years last year,
for
right?
Him, yes.
Yeah. So to have not really experienced any of that, it seems like it will be maybe a bigger deal out here than it ultimately will be. That's why I'm saying he doesn't show up for minicamp. I'm expecting him not to show up for minicamp. I would expect that they're expecting him not to show up for minicamp. And so whatever drama there's going to be, the football players will do the things that they do, and they will go on about their business, and eventually James Cook, I think, will show up. And that'll be that. So I'm not sure you're using the word risk a few times in laying all that out. And I risk might be a little, it feels more like an inconvenience than a risk to me. I think, sure, it could go sideways. He could try to, you know, skip games and really, you know, be a problem. I just don't think that happens that often anymore. And now, often, that being said, that's because the team capitulates in some way because they want harmony. They want, you know, everything to be lined up so that there's no thing that we can point at and go, well, you didn't do this, and look at what happened.
That will happen here. I'm very confident that will happen here. I don't know the current number, but it'll be because Cook is just going to show up on his current contract and get asked about it all and be like, oh, whoops, didn't work. Oh, well, let's go win a Super Bowl. I think there will be a compromise, and the Bills will look like they've spent a lot of money on that position. They will anyway. It'll look like that anyway. If Cook walks in with whatever their current offer would be, it can look like that anyway.
Yep.
But for a little bit more, everybody wins. That's what happens. They could use my strategy when I go buy a car. I guess I'm Cook then, right? I'm not the organization. I'm the customer.
Right.
I'm the employee, or in Cook's case, I'm the customer. And I know, like, buying a car isn't everybody's favorite thing to do. You feel like, you know, you just don't know anything, and the dealership knows everything, and they're just sort of going to rough you up. You know, just not referring to any particular place.
They're going to try to make you feel like they're doing something really special for you, when in fact they're probably almost definitely not.
You know what? Right now, I want to do this for you, but I got to talk to Ron. I got to go talk to Ron.
Right. I'm going to go talk to the other guy. Yeah.
And I say, every time I say this, my father's going to ask me how this went. Just don't embarrass me in front of him. Tell me I got something out of you. Like, just, you can make it up. I don't know. Talk to Ron. Don't talk to Ron. Give me something.
Throw in the undercoating. You get the undercoating. Give me the undercoating.
Give me a hood ornament. Let me be able to tell my father that we had this process, and, you know, I pushed a little bit. Dad, I did. I pushed a little bit, and I got this out of him, and I was content with that. I didn't pay sticker, right? I'm not paying sticker. Right. Don't make me look bad in front of my father. That's all I want.
How's that usually go for you?
Great. No, it works every time. I don't know what I'm getting. I can't tell you what I would be paying or what I'm paying instead. I don't know.
You sound like you really drive a hard bargain.
I know. I can at least say to my I didn't just say yes right away. We did this process here, and I got this out of them, whatever it is. A little bit of a break. But Cook is me. Just don't make me look bad in front of my brother. My brother was a pretty public example, wanting to get paid as a running back for years. I'm doing it now. Don't make me look bad.
He's even helping me do it to some extent.
Yeah. Just don't make me look bad here. That's all. If he comes down with $11 million a year, he looks great. And it's more than the Bills want to pay him, but how much more does it really matter that much? He's on the field for you. You're not questioning his effort ever. All of that. You get all of that in the deal. You get that's the package. That's the interior. That's the leather seats. That's everything. That's what I'm getting.
Well, I can't wait for a scenario where that happens, which is a lot to assume, and I'm not assuming it, but where you are, okay, they make that happen, and he goes from 16 touchdowns to 6.
Which he will, almost for sure.
It's going to be great.
He will not score 16 touchdowns again in his career. I did say that about Allen every year for a long time, and that has never gone away. But Cook is not Allen.
No.
You score 2 1 year, then you score 16. Everybody will predict that number comes way down, except maybe, you know, some fans, but I certainly will. 803-0550 if you have a thought on this. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.